Thank you, Francis. We have our last batch of stories now. There is welcome news that the walk-in centre in Norwich will not close. Staff are warned to be cautious after drivers skip red lights at a crossing in Norwich, and Bishop Graham played a central role in the coronation.
A decision not to close Norwich's NHS walk-in centre has been hailed as fantastic news by local political leaders. Bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney have announced that the centre in Rouen Road is here to stay, having considered shutting the service down once its current contract ends next March. It came following widespread public outcry at the suggestion the centre could be lost, which sparked campaigning across the political spectrum. More than 8,000 people signed a petition against the potential closure. A spokesman for One Norwich Practices, which runs the centre, said the company was delighted by the decision.
A city car park has reopened overnight after police decided against renewing a closure order, which saw it shut in a bid to stop boy racers gathering there. The Britannia Road car park was closed to all traffic in January from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day in an attempt to stop antisocial drivers meeting and speeding down the 20-mile-per-hour road. Those living in the area report seeing drivers doing donuts in the car park, as well as hearing them revving their engines and playing loud music. However, the closure order expired on April the 27th, and a Norfolk Police spokeswoman confirmed that there is no intention to renew it.
Motorists driving straight through red lights have prompted calls for improvements at busy centre crossing. The Norwich Bioscience Institute raised concerns to Norfolk County Council after staff reported a number of near misses at the Colney Lane traffic lights. It received 17 reports of cyclists and pedestrians witnessing dangerous driving, with cars being driven through red lights at speed. Staff are warned to be extremely cautious at the crossing, connecting the UEA playing fields with the Research Institute. Council Highways teams have since made changes after inspecting the site. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "In response to a concern raised over the crossing, we have recently monitored the traffic lights and made minor adjustments to the timing and alignment."
A Norwich man has embarked on a TikTok mission to teach people about safe pet practices, with a handful of cute puppy videos thrown in. Jack Paws set up Norfolk Paws Breeding after falling in love with the French bulldog breed. His content has amassed hundreds of thousands of views, with his puppy videos capturing the hearts and imaginations of the public. Jack also offers advice for any would-be breeders or people going to buy a French bulldog puppy for the first time. His videos advise new puppy owners on the difference between a health check and health testing. In 2021, the Royal Veterinary College warned that urgent intervention was needed to reduce the high rate of health issues currently seen within the French bulldog breed. Jack has bought a plot of land near his house and plans to build a dog grooming facility and fertility clinic there to expand his business.
The Bishop of Norwich took a prominent role in the coronation as people back home in the fine city enjoyed the celebrations. The Right Reverend Graham Usher was one of Queen Camilla's two bishop assistants at Westminster Abbey. Not everyone made it to the ceremony, though, with the Coldstream Guard from Dereham unable to attend for a happy reason. Matthew Sire, 28, a serving member of the 1st Battalion Coldstream Guards based at Windsor, and his wife Lauren Sire welcomed their second child. Mr. Sire was due to be in London for the procession, but instead witnessed the birth of daughter Alice Sire at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Two 13-year-olds with Norfolk links were alongside Prince George during the coronation, though, after being chosen among the King's four pages of honour. Lord Oliver Cholmondeley, son of the Marquis of Cholmondeley, who owns Houghton Hall near Fakenham, and Nicholas Barclay, the grandson of Sir Thomas Coleman, were on the palace balcony.
That's all from Phil and me. Now it's over to Jane Pratt and Tim Peters for the next part of Chatterbox.